white women from the ages currently of 40 to 50 are becoming so nice and are being nice to me. Something I was a little hesitant towards.
You're surrounded by death.
Not really.
At your job.
Not really.
I'd say most.
What is your job?
A little bit more.
I work as a dietary. I'm a waiter for.
Okay, that's
for a restaurant in the Glen Ridge Community Center.
It's old people place.
Community retirement home.
That's fine. You're making money. I don't care.
I did the same thing.
But I'm not surrounded by death.
When I worked in that kind of area, I was, which is really interesting.
Well, that's because you're
a lot of people seem to
take care.
Like to die during dinner time is what I found out.
Have you seen people?
No, they're just like they don't
die at their table when they order.
I've seen them fall. I've seen them have a heart attack. I've seen them.
I know where people would sit, and then I'd see empty chairs and ambulances.
Oh,
very hard
right.
Too.
Yeah, that's
yeah. Too. Like the next says, yeah, oh, where's she? Because they always come like perfectly. Oh, she out dining? No, she's dead. I'm like, oh, okay.
Well, she's not at home doing a little extra knitting. She's fucking dead.
She's fucking dead. Everyone has chlamydia.
Yeah, I'd almost rather be told like, oh, she moved to a different one. To a different retirement home or whatever. Yeah.
Then be told.
Because now I have to be sad about this person I don't know.
Yeah, they all
that's true.
Like, I'd rather live in ignorance than have to care about anything
more
than I already
story?
Do.
Ignorance
when,
is bliss.
When I was starting college, I told one of my favorite residents, Dr. Green. This is his real name. I'm not. His real name was Dr. Lee Green. Lee Green was his name. And I told him I was going to college, and he was happy for me. And he gave me a nice briefcase so I could put my papers in and my things in for college. And I was like, oh, thank you so much. And like a week later, he fell and I didn't see him again. He's now like in hospice. And you know what? I never use that briefcase. And I look at it and I feel so bad. But then I realize...
You have a backpack.
I have a backpack. The moral of the story, I can't fit all my books in a briefcase.
This is a deep podcast.
I love laughing at sad shit.
Oh my god.
It's my favorite. One time this kid stepped... I don't know how many times I've talked about this.
Probably not on a podcast.
The man that stepped on like... a den of rabbits and like collectively broke like six of their backs.
What the what are you talking about?
You have never said this
I've
before.
Never heard this before.
Are you serious? Yes. I feel like this is one of my staple stories. My
it
big,
probably is, but
well, we haven't heard this it. Round.
Yeah, I was in
I'm not around often though.
Middle school. And I could be honest with you, if that kid that stepped on the rabbits, if he was like the size of a regular child during middle school, they would have been fine. But this man was a fucking beast of a man in middle school. This dude was like...
And he stepped on six rabbits and broke their backs?
Yeah, he like...
How? What size foot does he... He can't have more than a size 12 if he's in middle school.
I don't know, man. He was just walking. And you can hear him fucking shake the ground when he's near you and stuff. And he's walking next to me talking about his weed experiences.
Cause in sixth grade.
Yeah, he's an old man. He looks old. He's got a little bit of scruff.
How old was he?
Probably older than us, to be honest. I'm never asking. His name
what
was Spencer.
Is he?
It's a kid named fucking Spencer. What do you think? Of
what is
Spencer?
He doing in a middle school?
Stepping on baby rabbits.
they're baby rabbits.
Doesn't make any sense. That story has some.
It could have been me though, because it was right next to me, and he's like, he like stumbles down and he like falls over, and we're like, whoa, what dude? What'd you step on? And there's like a bush, and I go down and I grab the bush and I pull back, and there's just. Six
fucking
rabbits.
Oh, my God.
That's so fucked.
That's a baby rabbit den that our mother made and gave birth in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He put his fucking foot in there.
Well, yeah, anybody.
He could have stepped anywhere.
Anywhere
he decided to step there.
And, that's God telling him, hey.
Fuck those rabbits.
Fuck those rabbits.
All of them were backs broken. They were all fucking spazzing out.
No.
I could not stop laughing at it.
I still
laugh at it.
Have you seen Fire Force?
Is that the one with the kid that burns his shoes?
Yeah.
I tried to watch the first episode while I was washing dishes.
He laughs. He laughs when he's in a nervous. He's like,
yeah. He's like, yeah.
I can't get into a lot of anime.
I can. That's not true. I can't.
It's so weird. It's probably because English subs, I don't feel like reading.
Why?
And also can't, like I can't fucking form an emotional connection with people who are speaking a language I don't understand. I don't know how can I tell a good Japanese actor?
There's Trey being American again.
But hold on. I'm going to get the other side too.
I cannot.
Every English dub sucks.
Because it's the same people.
It's the same people. They never improve. They've been doing this shit for 30 years and they never improve. But the only anime I seem to like are like shows with good English dubs.
Cowboy Bebop.
Yeah, Cowboy Bebop and My Hero are like the only two.
My Hero has really good ones.
Soul Eater is pretty all right.
The guy that made Soul Eater.
I love Soul Eater, but like the dub is all right. The show I love.
I loved the Naruto dub, the original. The Shippuden one was. And I hate the Boruto dub. That shit. I love the dub for Bleach.
Bleach.
Do you really?
I do. I love Bleach.
Huh. Anime fans don't like Bleach.
Well, that's because at the end it sort of became, like, you know, chase the tail with story. But the Buenas Waco Noche arc, I think it's good. It's good because it introduces a lot of cool characters. Yuki Lore is a fucking god. He's so cool. So much could have been done with him. The Shark Girl. You remember her? She was blonde. She had shark. I forgot her name.
Lava Boy was there too.
No, he wasn't.
I didn't watch. I don't remember Lava Girl.
Fucking Grimmjow. Fan favorite. Grimmjow. And at the same time, you get really cool things from different captains. And this arc, you see the guy with the pink kimono on. I forgot his name. Jordan knows. Jordan loves
it. Is he the one with, like, the double...
Yeah, the double-bladed swords. That's when he releases double-bladed swords.
Oh, okay, one second. Let me go grab some Chipotle for my mother.
Chipotle.
Hi, Mommy.
Chipotle. But, yeah, I don't like... Anime is really hard to get into for me. But the weird thing is, my favorite show of all time is an anime.
What is it?
Fullmetal Alchemist Brotherhood. That's probably my favorite show of all time.
That's really good. My favorite show of all time is still Naruto Shippuden and Naruto. I don't know. The first ever anime I ever saw was Naruto. It was in the Chunin exam arc. And it was the episode where Orochimaru is disguised as a woman and he beats up Naruto. He has a snake eat Naruto. And he puts Sasuke in a genjutsu, and Sasuke has to fight him, and Sasuke activates his Sharingan and wipes the floor with Orochimaru. He uses a jutsu called Fire Style Dragon Flame or something, and that is such a beautiful, it looks so beautifully animated, and Orochimaru wipes the floor with Sasuke, giving him his Orochimaru seal, which is this really gross thing that Itachi later took out. But that was the first anime episode I saw, and I was in love. I love the music. I love the fucking... I love the action. It was so good.
The first anime I ever watched... obviously, we're not, like, including shows that we just disregarded, like Pokemon. Because those shows were just... Like, shows on Cartoon Network and Nickelodeon that were anime, but, like...
Yeah, they weren't.
They apparently don't count because we didn't know they were anime at first for some reason.
Yeah, we thought they were American.
Like shit like Dragon Ball Z and Pokemon.
I thought Dragon Ball Z was American. Did you know the Sonic cartoons are Japanese?
Yeah, that's where I was going. The first anime I ever watched, Pokemon probably, but Sonic X was the first anime I watched that I knew
that
was anime.
That was a boppin' anime. That
was the Sonic greatest show of all time.
Great show. Hello, guys. I'm back.
That's my second favorite show of all time.
That was your first? Are you serious?
No, I'm just kidding. I'm using... No, I don't...
It's top five, though. Top five, though.
No, it's a pretty bad show.
What is it?
Top five. Sonic X.
That's your second favorite?
I said my first... No, it's not my second...
It's my first favorite, yes.
Catch up. Okay. I already told you my first favorite.
It was Fullmetal Alchemist Brotherhood.
And the second favorite was not... I said was Sonic X, but I was lying.
Okay.
I lied to you.
I'm sorry.
Your favorite is like saying, what's something everyone likes?
Oh, sorry. I forgot. I'm not allowed to like something that lots of people like.
No, you're not. It makes you seem
okay.
Unoriginal. Dude, yeah, Scar.
So, sorry, I have to put all the effort.
Thing is,
I'm not allowed to. I have to put effort into. No, hold on. I got a rant.
I have
to put in effort to like things that people don't like so I can feel better about myself.
No. It's not that. You got to find things that other people will like but haven't found it yet. You have to do that too.
Absolutely something a psychopath would do.
I can do that too. I can watch things that other people might enjoy but don't know about yet. But I can also fucking sit down and watch Guardians of the Galaxy and enjoy it.
Then you use that leverage and then become superior.
I'm sorry I liked a movie that made $1 billion. I'm sorry other people liked a movie that made $1 billion.
It's okay.
That's a different topic.
You can like something that everyone likes. That's perfectly fine. But my problem is when I ask you a question about it and you don't know. You're like, oh, I don't know. Then why do you like it? Why do you rant? Why do you say I'm a big Full Metal Alchemist fan when you...
We didn't even get to the conversation. He said something and I was yelling.
What did you think of the scene? My favorite fight scene in that show is Scar versus fucking Pride?
That was at the end. That was towards the end.
Oh, what was the Pride's name? General...
Fucking...
Bradley.
Bradley.
Yeah, with Bradley.
You don't fuck with Bradley.
He was the Führer.
The Führer.
I don't know.
Never mind.
I liked, I don't know what I didn't like.
What?
I didn't like when they were stuck in, were they inside? They were inside Gluttony, right?
They were inside Envy.
Envy, yeah. But I thought Envy was there.
No. They were inside Gluttony.
They're inside Gluttony and there.
Yeah. And Envy was with them.
And he turned into like Envy turned into like a big lizard thing with a bunch of
heads
in it.
She was a big CGI bitch.
And at the end, my main man, Roy Mustang, was like...
Holy shit!
Roy Mustang?
Roy Mustang.
I've never seen an animator just make something so fucking in-depth and, like...
And simple, but in-depth.
Simple, but so in-depth. Just like...
Roy Mustang is an enigma that we love.
Every single one of his fight scenes, I love to death. And I understand that it's just him fucking clapping his fingers.
To me,
but like,
do you know who's going to be the next Roy Mustang?
Everything behind each finger snap is...
Do you know who's going to be the next Roy Mustang in anime? His Tomioka. Giyu from Sword... Demon Sword. Demon Slayer.
I have to watch Demon Slayer.
Demon Slayer is really good. The first couple episodes are filler trash.
It's good.
First couple of them are filler trash, but then it becomes
one of the top tens.
You just immediately fall in love.
No,
it'll be up in there. So
I can't. I'm not allowed to watch it.
Have you ever seen that meme where it's like Goku and Naruto and Luffy and Ichigo from One Piece, and like Goku's above them, like their sensei? I liked it. I remember that picture.
Fuck Luffy though. He shouldn't even be popular. People are just like, oh, pirate.
Luffy has no character depth.
I'm not going to watch.
And no drive.
I'm not going to watch.
I know Jordan loves One Piece.
The only reason anyone loves One Piece is to brag about the amount of episodes that they watch. That's it.
Yeah. What's your favorite arc? They say the same. Escape, Marineford arc. Like, okay. Any other arc? And I just really like that one. You just really like Marineford? Have you even seen... Have you seen the fucking Don Flamingo arc? Are you seeing the new Waco arc? It's killer. And Black Clover is finally good. It took so long. Black Clover in the beginning was trash, dude.
It's still bad.
Did you see that fight
between the Wizard King and that bitch?
Yeah, between the Wizard King and those and
that was fire.
That was fucking fire. Damn, this is like a Naruto fight like almost.
It's starting, yeah.
But Dragon Ball Super, Dragon Ball Super still takes. Dragon Ball Super the animation will never be the same as like Z or Kai.
Why not though?
Because
we have all these amazingly animated anime, and then we have like Dragon Ball movies that are animated cool.
Mm-hmm.
Really epically animated.
The Broly movie was amazing.
But then we have Dragon Ball Super, known for fight scenes, the musical.
Mm-hmm.
And the animation
and
sucks.
And it's so clunky. And they make Vegeta look like a fucking pumpy bitch.
Why is Dragon Ball, of all the shows, the one with the worst animation?
With the weakest animation, yeah. I don't get it.
Shows by the same company are better.
That's true.
Why? Why? I feel like just because it's like it's just because it's Dragon Ball, it'll make a profit anyway.
Yeah.
So they don't have to put in effort.
Have to put in the effort. Yeah.
That's why they just did the movies.
That's why I love Naruto. The Naruto movies, fight scenes, animation was always good, and then the show animations was always on par. I'd even stress to say that in the Boruto episode where they fight, what was the name of the...
I know who you're talking about.
The Kaguya's brother or something. Otsutsuki. That's
Mitsuki?
The last...
Not Mitsuki. Was it Mitsuki?
No. One of Kaguya's brother.
Yeah.
That entire span of episodes was made into a movie, but the
movie's so much better, in my opinion.
The movie is so much better, but the fight is better. The last fight is better in the show, in my opinion.
In the show?
Yeah. Because they have the taijutsu. Huh? I think I've shown you. The taijutsu
show, I think, is as good as the movie.
I liked it. I liked the show.
Here we are talking about anime. You know, not watching anime was the one thing I had going for me. And now here I am having a podcast about anime.
Anime is good for you.
It's good for your soul.
Guys, I watch weird shows too. I'm not just a shonen brat.
Yes, do you watch The Office?
You watch The Office?
Yeah.
Hey, you watch Office?
No, serious question.
If
do you watch The
Office?
I've watched The Office. Honestly.
So you have watched The Office?
Yes.
Okay, so you're safe. You are accepted by society because you watched The Office.
That's true.
You're worth talking to now.
Honestly, I'll say this, and people
you
will
watch
give
The
me...
Office and you vape?
Yeah.
Good God.
I watched
you're
The
King
Office.
You're king shit.
I watched The Office, I vape, I've watched all Friends, and you know what? I still think Seinfeld is better than all those. Yeah, that's what makes me quirky.
Okay,
I
boomer.
Like Seinfeld. You just call me a fucking boomer?
Yeah, I called you a boomer.
You just call me a fucking boomer?
I called you a goofy boomer.
You just called me a goddamn boomer.
I'm sure Seinfeld is better. I haven't watched a lot of it. Friends is like, I mean, I don't
Alejandro.
Like Friends as much now.
Stop crumpling bags.
You're about to complain about...
Bottom line is, agreeing with your parents over something doesn't make you a boomer.
What does boomer mean?
Well...
That I'm a baby boomer?
It has a real meaning, but basically just says whenever you say something like something that a dad would say or an old man would say.
Anything that refers to, like, anything now is something a boomer would say. But like in a ignorant ass manner.
Yeah.
You guys with your fucking sure. talk.
Stop. I don't like Friends as much now. I mean, Jesus.
Bronco. Look at that bronchitis.
Look at that bronco. Yeah.
Yes.
Did you just spit on the? Ew, it was hanging off the thing. All right. So I grew up with Friends, and like it's not. I don't know if it's necessarily a good. Show.
I grew up with The Fresh Prince.
Oh, The Fresh Prince
and
is a good
All
show.
In the Family.
I grew up with George.
I grew up with The Fresh Prince.
What about
and
Family Matters?
Not Family Matters. Was that the Tyler Perry one?
No.
I watched.
Family Matters was the one with the police officer that looked like Uncle Phil.
No. I watched a lot of Tyler Perry movies because I was into them. And a lot of Tyler Perry shows. House of Mabel. I gotta look up those Tyler Perry shows. I'm sure they're still going.
Wait, why did I say the police? Family Matters was the one with Urkel.
Yeah, you fucking.
I don't know why I said the police officer that looked like
Tyler
Uncle Phil.
Perry.
Yeah, I've never watched an Urkel episode. I've been compared to that idiot so many times that I've never even watched.
Really? You know who got a show but didn't work out? Caitlyn Jenner. Because it wasn't good. House of Pain. I loved that show. The Pains. Loved that show. Meet Brown.
What about Blackish?
I love that show.
What about Blackish?
Blackish isn't that good.
I haven't watched it. I'm just...
I'm kidding. Blackish is amazing. Is this all his shows? Just a couple?
Well, he's known for these movies where he kind of... He dresses up. He has like
oh
makeup.
My lord!
He has like a wig on. He plays this chick named like Madeline or something.
Medeas. I watched Tyler Perry, House of Pain, Meet the Browns, For Better or Worse, and Love Thy Neighbor. I watched all those shows, and I loved them.
How about George Lopez? I love George Lopez. George Lopez, Friends, Fresh Prince. I like them all.
I like them all too.
You know,
but Seinfeld takes the cake for
Drake and Josh.
I didn't watch Drake and Josh.
You didn't watch Drake and Josh? Drake and Josh is probably on my top five favorite shows.
Mm-mm. I was more into
definitely up there for me.
I was more into Big Time Rush.
Really? Big Time. I like Big Time.
I thought the Wizard show was a shit.
The what?
The Wizard show.
Wizard 101 or
yeah. No.
Wizards of Waverly Place. Wizards of Waverly Place.
Here's a question. Here's a good question.
With Selena.
Were you a Disney or Nickelodeon kid?
I was a Nick kid at before night.
I was both. Because in Disney XD, they would play Naruto Shippuden.
No, Disney XD doesn't count because it
you've got to be sucking my dick. Disney XD does count.
It does not count. It did not play fucking Zack and Cody.
But it played Zeke and Luther.
It played
Played Kid versus Cat versus Kid versus Cat versus Kid versus Cat.
Crash and Bernstein. Dog with a blog. I'm sorry. I just elbowed you in the kidney.
So yeah, it plays those shows, so it does fucking count.
Okay, it does count.
So
I was thinking about the good shows on it.
Zoe 101, That's So Raven.
Sorry for fans of Zeke and Luther.
My mom's calling me. We have to pause this.
Pause. Left. Go to the left. Left!
Now that we've paused, we finally have a moment of blankness, you know?
Yeah.
You can finally... We should start another topic.
No, we never finished the stupid... You said you were both Nick and Disney?
No, I'm Nickelodeon, and then Disney after Nickelodeon stopped being Nickelodeon.
Yeah, I was Disney, Cartoon Network. I was never really a Disney person. Like I watched some of the cartoons, but I never watched any of the sitcoms. I thought they were all annoying. Like everyone, all these stupid normies. Who go to Polytech? Well, they're not normies. But the normies of Polytech were all like Disney Channel kids. Like they, Zack and Cody. They're so funny. That's So Raven. No, Drake and Josh. iCarly. For the most part.
And my nigga Zack and Cody. Oh my god. So did you get? What the fuck did you get me? Alright, I just received last minute Halloween.
Alright, Maddie just brought in a
Tell me I'm wrong.
Dr. Creed.
I love it. This is where
Dr. Greenweed.
Get a stethoscope. Yeah.
I can't believe it doesn't have a stethoscope with it.
Why did you get the one with a stethoscope?
The stethoscope for like $10.
Oh, and she got me some weed.
I thought it was a fucking necklace, but apparently it's a,
It's poison ivy.
It's poison ivy.
It's actual poison oak.
If I give you $50...
This is really
You
gross.
Get me Chinese food.
Okay.
Is there a good Chinese food place around?
$50?
$50?
You're putting $50 down on Chinese food?
I'm so...
And gas money.
You bring back the change, and I'll be counting. And I want the receipt.
I mean, I was going to go home, but like...
Free yourself from this madness. This has been going on for an hour and 45 minutes.
You're still
almost.
Recording?
Yes, I'm still recording.
I'm going to disconnect this because it seems that I don't really need it.
Never mind. Disconnect it.
Well, that's going to be fun to edit.
That Chinese place is delivered?
Yeah.
You could just become...
I don't want a coming in here.
What were you going to say? A wah?
A wah.
What were you going to say?
I was
going to
say a wong.
A chang.
A lamb to come in here.
No. Why would you not want a lamb in here?
I want lamb in here, but I don't want a lamb that I don't know.
You don't want the extended family to come in here.
Were you there when Jordan's mom like screamed at me? Is that you that was there?
I was there when
I want to hear the story.
When me and Connor pulled up to his driveway and his mom was there.
Yeah, wasn't that you, me, and Connor?
You were there for that?
Wait, why'd she yell at you?
Because I guess we brought him home too late. She like freaked out.
That was funny as fuck.
I didn't realize his parents actually got mad about that stuff.
Yeah.
What were we talking about?
We're talking about if we were a Disney Channel or a Nickelodeon kid, and we kind of answered the question.
That I'm both.
I just said that the Disney Channel sitcoms were annoying. I thought my sense of humor was
you
already.
You didn't like Two Kings, One Island? What was it called?
It was like
Two Kings.
Pair of Kings or something.
Yeah, Pair of Kings.
I remember all the names, but I don't. I never watched
it's
any of these shows.
Nick invested better in shows that were already being made.
Well, the thing was with the Nickelodeon sitcoms, they're actually aimed towards like older. Shut the fuck up.
We'll talk
about Cartoon Network in a second.
We'll talk about that later.
Yeah.
Why are we talking about it now?
We're talking about the stuff that sucks.
The Nick cartoons were the bomb. Because Danny Phantom was badass. Fairly Odd Parents was badass.
You can't tell me Tough Puffy wasn't even a little bit sus for you.
Tough Puffy.
What was the 3D one?
Jimmy Neutron.
There was another one.
Planet Sheen.
Planet Sheen.
There was the one with the stupid tall kid and the stupid
Planet
short kid.
Yes.
And then there was the dude that was shaped like a dildo that would bop you.
Robot and Monster.
No, it was
what was it?
Fanboy Chum Chum.
Fanboy and Chum Chum.
That show sucked.
No, that show is just cocaine personified.
No, I mean it was a bad show, but it was entertaining.
But those show and they had Avatar, guys. Where did you see Avatar? Did you see it in some sort of a website? No, you saw it on Nick.
Yeah, I did.
You saw it at Nick at 10.
Yeah.
In the morning.
Yeah.
Basically.
Legend of Korra.
Dude, have you ever heard of an illegal website? Google it.
And it's not there.
I have the whole
show
on DVD.
I'll give you a site.
I have the whole show on DVD. You can watch it legally.
Wait, what?
But did you like Legends of Korra?
I liked it when I first watched it.
Yeah.
I liked it.
It was good in the beginning.
But here's the thing about Cartoon Network shows. Cartoon Network animated shows are just better, and they wanted to traumatize you, you know?
They did. They were always really
with
weird.
Chowder, Flapjack.
Flapjack was fucked up.
Flapjack had the nicest premises, but they really, really used the.
Chowder was genius.
That fucking doctor guy in Flapjack.
Dr. Barber.
Yeah, my wife.
All of the fries? Regular Show, Adventure Time, Steven Universe, Gumball.
Uncle Grandpa.
Uncle Grandpa. I hated Uncle Grandpa.
I hated it too.
I liked it.
Mad TV? Remember when fucking...
It wasn't Mad TV. It was just Mad. Mad TV was like an SNL type thing.
Yeah, we talked about this last time. Mad would come out at 6 in the afternoon.
How do you remember
just
these
before,
times?
Just before Adventure Time, the new Adventure Time episode on Thursdays.
You're so fucking right.
Yeah, he's right.
And you knew you were pre-gaming right when you were watching Spy vs. Spy.
Yeah. Keep talking about Mad, but I forgot about
Spy
vs.
Spy.
Else.
And then one of their funny sketches with their big giant heads.
With their pop culture references.
With their pop culture. You didn't understand.
You
didn't know who fucking Barack Obama was, but you saw him on Mad TV and you laughed. I'm mad and you laughed. And then Mad ends, and you have a little snack. Your mom says, "Carrot sticks." Carrot sticks.
Carrot
sticks. And then the new episode of Adventure Time would air, and you would jizz your pants.
And then after the new Adventure Time episode,
if you were brave and if you were a real fan, would come on the new Regular Show episode, and that's how you knew you were.
That was a good night. It was like
that was Thursday night. Cartoon Network is when they rolled out all the good stuff.
How about this?
Regular Show was for the kids that could trick their moms past bedtime.
How about this? They said piss on that show.
Yeah, they said piss.
They said cock.
They said the F word.
They said the N bomb. Benson said the N word.
That nigga died.
Benson said the N word.
Yeah, I saw it. My mom won't let me watch it after that.
That was the.
But no, how about this? Total Drama Island.
Total Drama Island. I only got to when they were on the plane. When they were doing the plane sketches. The like plane season. When they were on
the world tour?
Yeah. That's why I got.
Or whatever
dude,
it's
I
called?
Connected so much.
No,
with
the world tour was
first.
Something else. No, I think it was Total Drama Island in the sky or something on air. Or something.
No, it was world tour.
Can we talk about the characters?
It was
for
a musical.
Second? They have a new series out, and it's like the main cast is children now.
Yeah, I saw
it's
that.
It's so fucking weird.
Were they that old? No, they weren't.
They weren't that old.
They weren't that old.
And can we talk about
Alejandro? But you guys remember 16? Remember 16?
I didn't watch 16.
Who the fuck is 16?
16 was the...
Oh, the...
Made by the same people.
Lemonade stand.
Yeah.
Lemonade stand?
The five people, the like Lemonade stand.
One of them was a stoner, and one of them voiced the judge for Chris. Total Drama. Chris, and he was the judge for Total Drama Island.
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
The entire show was just yellow. It was just all yellow and white. That's true. This entire
was it Saturday
career.
Or was it Sunday?
Yeah, I didn't like that.
Saturday.
I didn't like that.
Yeah,
I didn't like 16.
I didn't watch it that often because I couldn't watch it on Saturdays.
Can I hit a vape? I ran out of juice.
I didn't like
Where's
16.
Mine? It's in the bathroom. Can you get it?
Yeah.
No, it's in my pocket.
Yeah, I didn't like 16.
I like Total Drama Island until they changed the cast.
What was that one show where they were like animals that lived on an island? There was like a big house on the island. There was just like a fuck.
Dogs. It had a dog and a yellow dog.
Dogs and a dog and a yellow dog.
It was in underwear. Dogs in underwear.
It was a hotel. Animals in underwear or something.
Animals
like
in underwear.
Almost naked animals.
Oh, almost naked. Yeah.
That was one of those. That was one of those when you're homesick.
Yeah.
When
you're
homesick and it was.
And it played Tom and Jerry and Almost Naked Animals.
Big, like game show where they had the big slide that had like
a hole in the wall.
No.
No, that was destroy, build, destroy.
No, it was this fucking. It was called like Brain Surge or some shit. It was
probably Brain Surge.
Yeah, there was like a big brain at the top,
and it splooged you.
Yeah, and you had to go down the slide with the brain juice.
Remember,
wait.
I don't remember
destroy,
any names
build,
of those.
Destroy.
Hell yeah, dude! What would happen? Remember that? You remember?
There was another show. There was another. Oh my god. That was another show. That
I can't
was
believe
one.
I remember that.
I got excited for those.
Those were. I didn't get excited for those. I'm like, I don't
know. Live action on my Cartoon Network.
Violence, violence, violence. I love it.
Is that what it was called?
Yeah.
The show? Violence, violence, violence.
Dude, what would happen? Violence.
Guys, here is.
Dude, what would happen if we stepped on six baby bunnies?
Those fucking, like, of all the fucking Cartoon Network shows.
Yes.
Like all of our childhood shows.
Yes.
Yeah.
But here's the thing, guys. It's. Picture this in your fucking goo-ga head.
It's my goo-ga
head. It's Saturday.
Head.
Listen, it's Saturday afternoon. It's 7. You've watched the reruns. You've watched 7 in the afternoon.
Way afternoon.
7 in the afternoon. You're watching the reruns of Adventure Time. You're watching the reruns of a regular show. You're watching episodes of Chowder that they wouldn't air because it was too fucked up, or episodes of Flapjack where they're too fucked up. And then 10 rolls around. 10 at night rolls around, and
it's
family, and it's Adult Swim time.
King of the Hill.
And it's King of the Hill.
King of the Hill.
It goes like this. King of the Hill, American Dad, Family Guy. And if you were lucky on Saturday nights, they'd squeeze in Cleveland.
Oh.
The Cleveland Show.
The Cleveland
Show.
Yeah,
and then they put in Bob's Burgers.
Then they put in Bob's Burgers in place.
And then after that, there was Anime Hour.
It was Toonami, and Toonami changed my life. Because I saw Naruto Shippuden there with the blood. I saw Bleach there with the blood.
Yeah, Naruto Uncut.
And I saw One Piece on there. And I was a brave kid. I went beyond Toonami. Do you know what time Toonami starts? Toonami starts at 12.
Why the fuck do you remember this
12.
Show?
And it ends at 2.
Didn't it start with Samurai Jack? Jack was at 12:30 on the dot.
Yes.
I would wake up and I would infiltrate my mom's bedroom to watch Samurai Jack.
12:30, and if you went beyond that, then you get the real shows. And I'm talking about
okay. No, those are the fun ones.
Those weird shows, Aqua Teen Hunger Force.
Oh yeah, then they played. Yeah, they made those shows just to fuck with stoners.
Just to fuck with stoners, because they were the only ones that were awake at 2 a.m. in the afternoon, and those shows killed.
2 a.m. in the afternoon.
Shut up, Maddie.
It's my favorite time.
Shut up, Maddie.
It's my favorite time to hit the golf course.
Yeah, 2 a.m. in the afternoon. It's brilliant. Those guys are civil engineers. They know what they're doing.
These kids, what are kids watching now? When was the last time you flicked on a TV or even flicked on Cartoon Network?
You know, I don't even have a TV in my room.
I watch that shit on, like, Hulu now.
Yeah.
But I watch it on my TV.
I can't.
We don't even have cable, dude.
Yeah, I got rid of cable.
I still have cable because I watch a lot of sports.
Well, we have a streaming service that plays cable channels, but
and it's cheaper.
And it's cheaper.
It's cheaper.
But no, we got rid of Xfinity.
I still have
X who?
Fios, Verizon.
We got
fucking Fios.
We got Sling.
Fios Kangaroo.
Sling TV. Sling is TV. It good? Can you see a lot of sports?
It's all right.
My thing is sports.
You can get sports channels, or you can get Hulu with sports. Or
you can just download ESPN and just never have to worry about it again.
Not all the leagues and sports I watch are on ESPN.
Well, if you want sports, you just get a sports streaming service.
That's what I'm doing. $2 a month. But at the same time, I don't know. I'm working on that.
Okay.
But our childhood was pretty bomb. Pretty fucking bomb. Do you remember where you were when Regular Show hit?
I was
in fifth grade.
No, it was before that.
No, it was fifth grade.
No,
it was
not fifth grade. For me, I was in actually, I think I was in fourth grade when I watched it, which doesn't make sense because you guys are older. I was in fourth
grade. It was fourth. It was but it was we were in fourth grade. It was two. No, it was like 2010.
We were in fourth grade.
Yes, we were.
I
know because I watched this video about when cartoons got good again. It was 2010. That's when Adventure Time and Regular Show both came out. I mean, it was on for a while.
It was.
And it only ended a couple years ago.
And now what are we watching, guys?
What are we watching?
What are we watching?
Yeah, we talk about stuff we watched in the past. We talk about stuff we don't watch. But what are we watching?
Right now, what are you watching? What are you hooked on?
I'm watching some apocalypse shows. I'm kind of into them right now.
Apocalypse show? 100?
No, I already watched that. It got really bad. Like, a few seasons.
At the beginning, I was like, this is shit.
Yeah, it was always shit, but I watched it when I was younger. And then once I started watching the, newer seasons, I was like, fuck this.
Did you see all the, Vampire Diaries?
Nah.
I thought you were gonna say yes.
No. That's the one with the doppelganger shit, right?
No.
Yes, it is.
No.
With what's her face? What are the two guys' names in it? Isn't it Stefan?
Yeah. Stefan and...
talking about Vampire Diaries.
doesn't that show...
The girl has a doppelganger.
The Dobre brothers?
I know what you're talking about. You're right.
Yes.
Ernesto?
There was this girl that I wanted to impregnate. And she said that she loved Vampire Diaries, but there's a new show called The Originals, which is based off of that.
My English teacher, my professor, wrote for that show.
Tell your professor he should kill himself. That show is trash.
I'll let her know.
Go up to her. Your show's fucking trash.
It was trash. Oh my god.
This fucking zombie show on Netflix called Daybreak. It's really fucking funny. It's crazy.
Is that the mom that's a zombie?
Is Vampire Diaries...
That's Santa Clara Diet.
Is Vampire Diaries the one with the African-American gay man?
It was
eat my hamburger.
It got pretty bad. What are you gonna do,
I'm not kidding!
No, Trey!
What? There was a vampire show with, an African-American gentleman who was a homosexual. He was like, eat my hamburger. And
Tyler, the creator documentary.
He beat up these Confederate generals. No, these Republican guys were at, a bar or something. They were like, give me a hamburger. And then he was like, I don't want a hamburger that has AIDS on it. And then the guy was like, oh, you don't want to eat my burger because I'm gay? And then he beats up the white man.
This is on Netflix.
Then he's like, eat my burger.
What is on Netflix?
I swear to God, I will show you after this. I will show you.
It's a black vampire. Is this a Dave Chappelle special?
This is not a Dave Chappelle special. Dave Chappelle doesn't like pow.
Dave Chappelle is a fucking genius.
I'll see you in that tomorrow.
Yeah.
It's good. I was looking around and I was like, none of this seems right. Like, there was this fucking, awesome ninja thing, and I was like, that would work. And it was only a large. There was only a large one. And then I fucking found that, behind another costume. And I was like, that one. That's a good one.
That's cool. That's good.
I'm going to go home and paint my weed Bible.
I'll be the weed
a
doctor.
Weed done?
Yeah, because I'm quirky.
Get the fuck
you're a little different. Okay, bye. Well, that was fun.
We've crossed 2 hours.
Yeah, this has been going on for 2 fucking hours.
This
is awesome.
Gonna listen to this.
I'll cut out. This will probably be two podcasts.
Yeah,
maybe three.
It's been a bit of a drought.
I'm probably going to cut down some of these. You know what's weird? Last podcast we couldn't find anything to talk about, but this podcast I might have to chop down some of these stupid conversations.
Because of me.
Because of you.
Because of me. Yeah. I love the lamb. I'll do a podcast with the lamb. But it's just...
You know, I liked doing Halloween week. I'm definitely going to do Christmas week.
Christmas week.
But I want to do...
over November.
Pilgrimage week. Oh, Thanksgiving week. Wow.
Pilgrim.
I'm not that week? White. Wow.
Indian.
Do you celebrate Thanksgiving?
I celebrate Who doesn't celebrate Thanksgiving? Yeah, it's just you.
Dinner.
Native Americans.
Well, we do it for them.
Well, we killed them for them.
How about we do Ernesto week?
Do it on my. Was my birthday, Trey Green?
Shit. I don't think you've ever told me.
I have.
I'll have to check the other podcast.
That's the 20-something.
20-something.
Okay, well, happy birthday, Ernesto. You're going to take over the Trey Green show again. All right, guys. Listen. Podcasts can't go on forever. So we'll catch you guys next
week.
Not
without our sponsors.
All right. Who are you guys? What's your names?
Comrade Ernesto Jimenez.
And I'm Alejandro. And that's all you need to know. You can go home
but you
can't stay here.
And I've been your boy, Trey Green. And we'll see you guys soon. We'll see you guys very soon.
Stay black.